This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A Detroit Tim Hortons employee is in trouble after throwing a coffee at a woman during an argument in the drive-thru window.
This is why Tim Hortons doesn't want to leave Canada, man. They show up to Detroit and then chaos ensues.
Oh, they made a mistake. Because Detroit's not where you want to go if you're going to go to the States. You should be coming to Washington. Come on, Tim.
Dude, I'm with you, man. That would change everything.
Come on, Tim.
Come on, Tim.
I might wait in line for something. You know, I always have those stories of people waiting in line to have like Krispy Kreme back in the day or Sonic. I think I might be up for waiting in line for Tim Hortons just to get some Timbits.
You know what place oddly has a lot of Tim Hortons? Mexico.
Mexico knows what's up.
I know.
How does Mexico have Tim Hortons and we don't?
Like a bunch of Tim Hortons and Carl's Jr. just everywhere.
Wow. Yeah. Well, good for Tim for expanding into other countries. But what about
Carl?
Carl, I like Carl, but I'm not going to wait in line for Carl, but I might wait in line for Timbits. So.
And when I say that, I'm not like willing to wait like over an hour. I'm not waiting in line for several days like some people did for Krispy Kreme. That's just insanity.
Would you take a coffee to the face to get some good Timbits?
How hot is this coffee?
Well, it's warm. From what I understand, the coffee that was thrown was warm because the customer's name is Dusty. And Dusty was like, look, man. I can appreciate Dusty. She was, at the window. She ordered stuff and then realized, oh, man, you know, I would love some Timbits. And the employee's like, well, you can't add to your order. Okay, sorry, we are too late. You just get what you
really?
Get.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And so Dusty then called her a name. Not the smart thing to do. You know, when you insult somebody, you never know what's going to happen. Next thing you know, coffee in the car. Here's Dusty talking about what happened.
What do you mean? That's some bullshit. Why can't I add 10 Timbits? You haven't even gave me my change back. And they're like, well, we're on a timer. I said, I get that thing. She slammed the thing shut, you know, and I was like, what a like that, and she goes, she opens it up and threw the coffee in at me.
They bleeped it, which I get because it's on the news. Did she use the B or the C word, you think?
Oh, she had to use the B word.
I'm guessing B.
Yeah.
But C would be, more warranted for a coffee to the face. I don't know.
Oh, you're gonna get more than coffee to the face if you use the C word. I would throw orange juice. I mean, you know, you'd get all the liquids. Yeah.
Maybe you call it a B, you get like one Timbit thrown at your face. I don't know about a coffee to the face.
I feel like you would get decaf instead of your regular coffee, but not to the face.
Oh, I like decaf though. All right, throw the decaf coffee at me.
Did she get her Timbits at least or no?
Probably not.
That's what she wanted.
Like it
did not happen. Look, I can understand. They got lines. I mean, it would be great if you could add to the order, but I understand that, like, look, we got a whole system. You got to order over there and then pick up over here. I can't just go add on for you.
It sounds like they said it was a timer. So does that mean, like, are the employees upheld to a certain standard? Like, you need to get this order out by a certain amount of time? Because you said it was under a timer.
Wow, that would suck if that was the case. Because, I mean, talk about making a job that can be stressful even more stressful.
Because I've seen that, like, in some places. Like, you'll see, like, there's a timer up there. And I was, like, trying to figure that out. I'm like, oh, that's from when the person made the order to when they get the order. There's a certain, like, I didn't know that you had to have it done by a certain time. I thought it was
maybe so
to keep things more efficient so you kind of have an idea of how long things are taking. But
yeah, well, you know, and that's also reasonable. Then another reasonable reason why, look, I can't do it. I'm on a timer, you know, but people just don't want to wait for, you know, how people, they're just super entitled. I mean, look, I don't think anybody deserves coffee in their face, but Dusty deserved coffee in her face. Sorry. I mean,
I don't know if you need to go to the extreme of calling the person the bitch, or you might as well just be like, you know what, I'm going to just go in there and go get the Timbits if you really want them.
Dusty sounds like a, an entitled, you know what? Dusty sounds like there'd be a lot of coffee thrown in her face, you know, if people had access to coffee around Dusty. You know, she just feels that way to me. I'm on the side of the employee.
You are, okay.
You know why, though? Here's why.
Because the employees, they have the Timbits.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, I don't
he
care.
He who controls the Timbits
I got no
the
dog
coffee.
In the fight. I got a lot of Timbits in this fight, so I'm going to go that way.
Dude, wow. I always feel awful when I need to add something to an order. Then, like, you know, it's typically not in a drive-thru, but, like, if I go to a restaurant to pick some stuff up, I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot to order the naan bread. Can I get an order of naan bread, too? And it's like, I always feel bad adding on, even though they're like, yeah, sure, no problem. You're paying for it. What do we care?
Yeah, I don't know why you'd feel bad about the fact that you're giving them more money.
I don't know, man. It's like, yeah. it's like a weird thing in my head. Like, okay, I made my order. I got to live by that order. I can't change things.
I mean, I get that if you, you know, like you have to wait and you don't mind doing that. I mean, it all seems to be reasonable, but you got this thing in your head that says no.
I just don't want to make it more of an inconvenience.
Wow. You know what? Usually I'm the one with this weirdness, but it's nice to know you got a couple of weird spots in your head. I like this.
A couple.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, you hide them very well, because on this show, if somebody said, who's the quirkiest out of the two of us, you know who'd win that award, and I hope Timbits comes with it, by the way.
Someone said most fast food establishments have a 3-minute process from ordering to receiving food. Another text said many years ago, when I worked at a fast food place, we had a timer and were required to get every order out the window in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, back in the day, yes, but I think we got to relax that. I think everybody's got to relax. We're at COVID time. We need to all effing chill out and just give people a break who are making, you know, really not great money providing us with really tasty food. It is one of the greatest transactions ever. I mean, we're able to get it at a decent price because they're not making a lot. Let's not make their lives miserable. What do you say?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.